RyderNation.com.
Rider Nation, are you ready? This November, the Grey Cup touches down in the heartland, and it's our time to bring it. Tonight, the 2022 preseason kicks off against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Nobody covers your team like our team. Now, let's go live to the stadium with your voice of the Riders, Michael Ball and Luke Mullender, as they get you ready for kickoff. This is Rider Nation Pregame on Rider Radio, 620 CKRM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Almost good evening, and wherever you're listening today, thanks for making us part of your day. We're happy you made us part of your football game day ritual. I am Michael Ball in the broadcast booth. Luke Mullender will join us in a bit. Our first segment brought to you in part by Access Communications, Sask Milk, the wireless aid, your Sasktel authorized dealer, McDougall Auctioneers, and the Salford Group. Now, each broadcast, we're going to start the show off with our friend Glenn Suter, who joins us three times a week on the Sports Cage on our flagship station for Rough Rider Football, 620 CKRM. Twice during the season, because he's a busy guy, he's the lead football analyst on TSN. And of course, you know him from wearing Rider green and white. This is called Press Coverage, and it's brought to you by North Home Windows. Designing, building, and installing window systems in Saskatchewan for Saskatchewan conditions. Google North Home Windows or call 1-866-36 62-65-25. Suits, you're looking like $1 million. You got a broadcast tonight. It's a preseason game. Time for everybody to work out the kinks, including me. What are you looking most forward to? We talked about that yesterday on the cage, but new audience here. What are you looking for in this game?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole list of them. And the first is I noticed the hash marks right when I got to the field. That is interesting. I want to see how offenses sort of evolve and take advantage of that if they can. Let's see. I'm still sort of in the wait-and-see mode that. But, you know, this is still a rivalry game. You and I both know, and you've said all week, that most of the starters for both teams will not be playing tonight. Now, that doesn't mean you turn it off, because this is an opportunity for these young players to get an opportunity to go out and make some plays and try and get the attention of the coaching staff. I think it's an exciting time for these young players. Last year, they didn't have it. We missed a season. Then they didn't have preseason to go out and try to make the team. We've actually seen really three Canadian drafts.
That's a good point.
2020, 2021, 2022. That now there's draft picks that are actually going to be pushing, like Samuel Emlis. He's going to be pushing Kian Schaefer-Baker. There's going to be guys here that we're going to watch competition, and let's see who comes up with the big plays. Let's see these young quarterbacks.
Yeah, I want to talk. We'll get to the quarterbacks in a second, Suits. I wanted to talk about, you talk about drafts. Nelson Lacombo drafted very high by the Riders, second round, not this past draft, but the draft before. He comes to training camp, and he's one of five guys in 20 minutes that goes down with an Achilles injury. So he's coming back. Coach is very high on him, as we'll hear in our pregame interview, the Craig Dickinson Show. But Nelson Lacombo, U of S guy, best defensive player in Canada in the U Sports level in 2019. That year he had two pick sixes, and he's going to be playing field side corner today, so I'm interested to see how he does.
Well, first of all, field side corner will still be called that, but it's different now.
Yes.
It's different now because it's much more attainable for every quarterback, not just the big armed quarterback. So you're going to see a lot of action on both sides of the field, so it doesn't really matter which side the corner is playing. So I want to see a few things from Lacombo. I want to see if the injury is fully recovered. How is he getting in and out of his back pedal? That's the first one. How does he look physically at game time? Because you can ease into a practice.
Mm-hmm.
But once you warm up and the lights come on here and you cross that white stripe in game mode, it is full speed, stop and start. And if you're favoring it or you're still worried about it psychologically, you're going to be back behind a step.
Yeah.
So I want to see that right out of the gate. Great athlete. I hope he just cuts it loose, plays man-to-man. We're going to see a lot of man-to-man. Coaches call that. So let's see if he can cover.
This guy I want to talk about next, number 99, Charbel DeBeer, Canadian defensive tackle. Here's a guy that lost about 45 to 50 pounds in the offseason. I wanted to be better on special teams. I kind of want to be a Swiss Army knife like A.C. Leonard. I'm just curious, when you're playing the interior, if that much weight loss will affect you in terms of getting pushed around.
Well, first of all, I want his secret.
Yeah, no kidding.
If I could shed 45, I'd be happy. Yeah. No, this is great. Yeah, first of all, to come in for beer and come in and show the coaches how dedicated he was in the offseason to getting himself in, you know, getting his body in the shape that he wanted. You know, I mean, this is clearly was his goal and objective. So I'm not too worried about the size. I mean, it's not like he is going to be the guy that draws the double team through reputation, a guy like Michael Johnson. That's not really going to happen out of the gate until he becomes dominant. So he can use that speed in the interior with a yard off the ball, and we still are a yard off the ball. Hang on, let me check the
rules.
Yeah, rule changes. This is like a moving target sometime. We're still a yard off the ball.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, let's get to the quarterbacks before we let you go.
Yeah.
Mason Fine probably has the inside track because he was here last year for a bit. Jake Dolagala is an intriguing figure to me. He's 6'7".
Yeah.
He's a flamethrower. He can make every throw, and he's not like Philip Rivers from the NFL. Like, he's got more mobility than a phone booth, so he can move around. So my question is, in a quarterback deprived league like the NFL, why is he here? I'm interested to see. To me, it's like, okay, can he process the game? How is he when the lights are on, like you said? So I'm interested to see when he gets his playing time today, how that goes.
Well, as far as, you know, why is he here, Ballsy, like, you know, the opportunity, the system, the style of the quarterback, all of that has to really align for you to make the best of every opportunity you get. And, you know, that's the same for every player, but certainly for quarterbacks where, you know, there's a bunch of guys that have the ability, skill, athleticism to be starting quarterbacks in the NFL or the Canadian Football League. Mm. Now, does the coordinator and the offense fit the quarterback? Does the quarterback, you know, is he ready to prepare to understand the nuanced difference between this game and the NFL?
Yeah.
You know, Zach Collaros told me a long time ago that if you don't commit yourself to learning and understanding the differences of this game, you will never get it, no matter how good you are. You can be a Pro Bowler down there. Remember when Vince Ferragamo came up to the CFL?
1979.
He couldn't figure it out. No. He didn't dedicate himself. He was a MVP in the States. He comes up.
Took to the Rams to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. He comes up to Montreal, and he can't figure it out. He throws a ton of picks. What's his name? The other quarterback I'm thinking back. Johnny Manziel. Another guy. Huge college career. Comes up here. Wasn't committed to the game.
Turner Gills, the Homer Jordans.
Exactly.
There's so many of them. Yeah.
Exactly. So the opportunity is here now.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things, though, with the quarterbacks. How do they process their decision-making?
Yeah.
Are they throwing it to the right guy, whether he catches it or not? In fact, this is going to be such a different game to watch. I really don't care if they complete a ton of balls, if we see a lot of points. I want to know if he's throwing it to the right guy. Is he making the right decisions? Is he composed? Is he leading?
Yeah.
And the other thing that the coaches are looking at is one of the new rules, no kidding aside, is that you can actually play two quarterbacks at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not going to see that tonight.
No.
We're not going to see that in the preseason. Probably not till halfway through the first half of the season. However, that's an angle that is intriguing because that's part of the evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Could you play Dolagala or Fine and Cody at the same time?
Interesting.
It's, you know, so, and you can, if you want, it's up to the coaches, you can dress three again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
interesting.
So all of that will play into the evaluation, but here are the three things that you look for in a quarterback. Mental and physical toughness.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough in the wind today.
Yep.
Got to have accuracy, and then you got to decision making.
Yep.
Are you making the right decisions at the right time? You see these three things, you're on your way to making the team.
Suits, thanks, man. Great first hit there for North Home Windows. When we come back, we'll have more of the pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Your voice of the Riders, Michael Ball, is breaking down today's matchups with coaches, guests, and all the info you need to know. It's the access and details you'll only find with Rider Nation Pregame on the Co-Operators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And welcome back inside the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. We are getting ready for the Riders and the Bombers in a Tuesday night preseason game. That last segment brought to you by Co-Operators. See Aaron at Aaron & Associates Insurance in Regina. Wood River Controls, Young's Equipment, and Indian Head Chrysler. Time now for the Craig Dickinson Show, brought to you by Saloon Tires. And this interview comes from the Sports Cage yesterday. Craig joins us on a weekly basis, and we talked to him in the tee-up for this game.
You know, in terms of the game in Vancouver, we're assuming Cody Fajardo is going to play a big chunk of that game. So can we assume, Coach Craig, that tomorrow night, who does the best, if you will, at quarterback is going to get the second spot?
Well, you know what they say about assuming, Don? We don't want to do that too much. But I will say that is a reasonable thought, is that whoever plays best tomorrow has the inside track on the number two job, that's for sure.
They always say the most popular guy in any football camp is the backup quarterback. That's especially true in Saskatchewan, and probably especially this year when you guys are hosting a Grey Cup. You know, what have you seen from your quarterbacks that you like? What are you looking forward to tomorrow between Fine, Dolagala, and Williams, who I think you probably brought to camp as an extra arm, but he's even kind of surprised a bit.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. I think the game's going to help sort it out, because you could just flip a coin right now. All of them are playing well. All of them have high percentage completion percentages. All of them have been able to move the team down the field. So now you just need to see who can do it in a game. You know, who looks like they have command of the huddle, who looks like they can understand and execute the offense, even under duress, which, you know, games provide. So I said this in my media scrum earlier. I think you can judge quarterbacks all you want in practice. How you really judge them is in a game, and you got to see how they operate when the lights are on, because that's really what separates the good ones from the great ones.
What have you seen from Cody going into year three, you know, that gives you confidence that this is his team? Because I asked him that, and he said he feels like it's more his team than ever before. What do you see as the head coach? You're like, yeah, I'm feeling confident about this guy.
Yeah, I'd agree with him. There's he's got a little different demeanor. He's a little more confident. He's a little more in charge of what's going on. You can see he's got great command of the offense. I think the team knows him. He knows his teammates better. I just think there's a sense of ownership with Cody right now, and you can see it in how he interacts. And he's the hardest working guy in the building now. He's in early. He's out late. He's put in time in the weight room. He's throwing the ball better than I've seen him throw it in a long time. He's taking the coaching, and you know, he's serious about winning, just like the rest of us are. And so I think, you know, I think this offense is his, that's for sure.
Coach Craig, in terms of tomorrow night's game, the fans come, there's a whole pile of players, a whole pile of numbers. A lot of fans get confused, who's this, who's that. As far as you're concerned, who are some of the rookie newcomers that you think might be worthy of the fans paying attention to?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a couple of good returners out there. So take a look at number 32, Pope. He's going to get some touches early. Mm-hmm. Take a look at number 20, Hickson, another running back that we feel like is a good football player. Receiver-wise, I think McInnes is a guy to look at. He's not a new player, but he's, you know, he came into camp in much better shape. Looks very good. Take a look at 82. His name's Dooley. He's a good football player. Jester Wee, number 87, is another guy to keep an eye on. And then I'd watch the quarterbacks. You know, they've had a good camp. It'd be fun to watch them. Defensively, watch the defensive line. I mean, we got some good guys on that defensive front, and get a feel for the linebackers as well. I just feel like you're going to see a lot of new faces. Hendy's looked good in camp. Clark's had a good camp. Lacombo, Nelson Lacombo.
Yeah, what about, I was going to ask you, how's Lacombo come back from that Achilles?
He looks good. Looks really good. Mm-hmm. And we've taken it easy on him. And what I say by that is we've worked him, but we've had him, you know, take a practice off here or there if he felt tightness. And he's done nothing but impress when he's been out there, so.
That's Craig Dickinson from our Sports Cage show in Regina on 620 CKRM, as we encourage you to tune in weekly to listen to the coach. And that, the Craig Dickinson show, brought to you by Saloon Tires. This segment of the pregame show brought to you by Western Ag Professional Agronomy, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, SaskTel, and Right Way Manufacturing. We'll be back with more of the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The voice of Canada's team, worldwide. Listen online anywhere on the official Rider app or 620CKRM.com.
Welcome back to Mosaic Stadium on this Tuesday night. First preseason game for the Riders, the last for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. As you look at the Bombers roster tonight, and we'll get into that in a second in our injuries and scratches, no Johnny Augustine and no Brady Oliveira. So the two Canadian incumbent running backs will not play today, but one guy that will play in the backfield and get a bulk of the carries, Regina's own Kyle Borsa of the Regina Rams, went to Riffle High School. He'll have family and friends in the crowd tonight, and this is our From the Other Sideline segment with Kyle Borsa. Borsa, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Doing great, man. So I listened to a bit of the game last week, and you—I think you got four carries for like 6 yards. Your first taste of CFL football. What was that like?
It's definitely a little bit different than CIS football. Box plays a lot faster. It's a lot bigger. So it's definitely an adjustment. So I'm hoping I kind of got my feet wet a little bit, and I'm hoping that I'll kind of help me out against the Riders here on Tuesday.
Yeah, so what's that going to be like, coming back home and playing on the field that you played for with the good guys? Now you're on the visiting sidelines.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird. Definitely playing at the pro level, it's going to be weird too, because, I mean, I grew up in those stands watching the Riders, and now I'm going to be playing against them, so it's going to be an interesting experience, and I'm kind of excited, and we'll see how it feels then, I guess.
Your second training camp with the Bombers, do you feel more comfortable now in camp?
Yeah, I think I had a much better camp in terms of practices and kind of how everything went. I got a really good taste for it last year, and I was a familiar face with everybody, and I felt like it helped me a lot, and I kind of knew how everything worked. So I felt like my camp this year was a lot stronger than last year, so I'm hoping that'll kind of show on the field on Tuesday.
You said about the speed of the game between U Sports and between, in comparison to the CFL game. But Kyle, when you look at it, did that second camp help you with the speed of the game in a game situation, or is that something you can't mimic in practice?
I don't really think that's something you can mimic in practice. I mean, when the bodies are really flying for real, it's a little bit different, and things kind of happen on the fly in a game like situation that doesn't really happen in practice. So I think the last game that we had against Edmonton here was my first real taste of pro football, and definitely eye-opening, and definitely a lot of nerves. So I think those both kind of played a role in how I performed and such. But I don't know. I think I kind of got my feet wet now, and I'm hoping that Tuesday I can kind of settle down in there and just kind of pick my spots and play a little bit better.
Any sense from the coaches on how your camp's gone or where you fit into the plans? I know what's interesting and good, I guess, from your angle is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers had Andrew Harris. Now they've got Oliveira out of UND, Johnny Augustine from Guelph, and Kyle Borsa. So they're kind of committed to a Canadian running back spot, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, that obviously helps. That's a big, that's definitely a big thing, having that position to be Canadian. But, I mean, at the same point in time, they're not going to keep a guy who they don't think is ready to play at that spot, and they're not going to keep a guy who they don't think can fill in at any time. So with that being said, I still got to prove that I'm able to play at this level, and I'm hoping I can do that on Tuesday. You mentioned Brady and Johnny. They're both really good football players, and I'm just happy I can learn behind those two guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's that running back room like with those two fellow Canadians there on the depth chart with you?
Yeah, their meetings are fun. They're good guys to be around. They like to joke around. But at the same time, they can get down to business really quick, and they teach me a lot. And And Brady's also a young guy too, so he kind of knows my situation, knows how I feel because he was a rookie not long ago at all. So, yeah, no, they helped me out a lot, and they're super understanding about how I feel too.
So, what's your mindset going into this game? Not just being a local guy coming back, but I mean, it's the ultimate reality show. It's the ultimate job interview. You're trying to impress to make this football team. What's your mindset going into this one?
Honestly, I'm going to try not to overthink it so much because I felt like last game against Edmonton, I was so worried about making mistakes. And in the game of football, when bullets are flying and bodies are flying at you, it's when you're worried about making mistakes is when you actually make mistakes. So I'm just trying to be calm in there, which is tough to do when you're doing a job interview, like you said. So it's pretty tough to kind of stay calm and when there's big bodies flying around you. So I think my main focus is just kind of staying calm and just sticking to my rules and sticking to my reads.
Kyle Borsa, we're number 29 in the blue and gold tonight of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, trying to crack the roster and make his pro football dream come true. And he gets to do it on the turf that he excelled at with the University of Regina Rams. Speaking of Rams, Riley Boersma, the 8th-round pick of the Riders, will line up as a wide receiver at some point in this game, and he will be wearing number 77. The Riders are wearing their road white uniforms for this football game with the green numbers on those white jerseys and the green pants with the white stripe down the side, and the Bombers in their beautiful blue and gold jerseys. And that's the only time I'm going to compliment Winnipeg tonight, but you got to call it like you see it. This portion of the pregame show brought to you by our friends at spreads.ca, Degelman Industries, and the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency. Wherever you're listening on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, we're happy you're tuning in. Our affiliates, GX94 in Yorkton, 96.3 Cruise FM Saskatoon, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, Saskatchewan's country, Beach Radio 750 in Melfort, 102.3 FM CJNS Meadow Lake, our friends at 1050 AM CJNB in North Battleford, and your flagship station for Rough Riders football, as it's been for a number of years and many more to come, 620 CKRM. When we come back, we'll hear from Jamal Morrow, get a check on the injuries and scratches. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Saskatchewan's number one sports radio talk show is The Sports Cage with Michael Ball. Weekdays from 4 to 6:30 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Normally we'd be talking in our Sports Cage segment, as our big voice guy Al Murdoch pointed out there, but we are at Mosaic Stadium tonight for the Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in preseason action. This segment of the Rider Nation pregame show is brought to you by Bayer Crop Science. Science for a better life. AgCo and Bronc Beer. Last Spike Brewing Company. Before we get to our injuries and scratches, it is time to hear from the guy who we consider to be the lead dog in the race for the running back spot, mainly because he has returnability that he had proven last year, especially in that semifinal victory over the Calgary Stampeders when he ran back a missed field goal over 100 yards for a touchdown, was called back on a bogus blocking penalty, but then he would later make sure one counted with a 69-yard punt return for a touchdown in that playoff game. Of course, I'm talking about Jamal Morrow, and I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday.
You know, get back to the regular routine. But camp was good, you know, super excited, you know, finally go out there to play somebody else. So that's what I'm super excited about. So it's ready to go.
It was a big opportunity in front of you, and you obviously knew that with William leaving last year. How did you embrace that, and what have you made of it?
Just taking it day by day. I mean, I'm super excited. Like I said, it's an opportunity. So really for me, it's just to go out there every single day and just compete, you know, be the best version of myself and just show the coaches, like, hey, like, you know, I'm, you know, and just show them my abilities and what I can bring to the team, you know. And so kind of like that, you know, not trying to put too much pressure on myself. Just go out there and play and just do what I do normally.
Do you feel like this is your job for the taking?
I just basically just want to go out there and just, you know, just do what I do, you know. So, I mean, I do, at the end of the day, you know, I do want to go out there, you know, and be the starter. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just me just going out there, worry about myself, you know, control what I can control and, you know, go from there.
Do you think the preseason games itself are how you can separate yourself, or running back in general? Is that, like, practice, it's harder, but games really is when a guy can separate himself?
In the game, it's just live bullets, you know. So it really, because like in practice, you can go third tempo, but at the end of the day, when it's a game, there's opportunities for you to make guys miss, you know, playoff contact. And so, you know, especially at a running back position. So going out there with live bullets flying, I think that's the best version, the best way you can show your abilities. And so I'm super excited to go out and just play somebody else, you know, and you know, get back to it again.
Are you more confident this year than you were last year when you left the field as a member of the Rough Riders?
I mean, my confidence is always, you know, it's up here, you know, and so I do, you know, set goals for myself, and so I do just want to go out there, you know, be the best person I can be out there, you know, and so to answer your question, yeah, I do feel confident, though.
What's your goal for tomorrow night's football game?
I mean, score every time I get the ball. That's always a goal, right? But yeah, it's kind of just go out there and just be the best version of myself. So go out there, you know, if I, you know, have a blitz come, stone the blitz, I run creases, you know, hit the hole hard, and it kind of just show, you know, what I can do.
It really is the ultimate job interview, isn't it?
It is, you know. So that's why I'm super excited, you know, just to have that, just to go out there and play again, you know. And so you finally going out there as a running back and, you know, asked to a returner. So like I say, this is what I've been doing it my whole life, so just going out there, you know, and just playing ball.
Back to 2019 compared to now, do you feel like a wily vet, like you've been around here long?
It's funny, you know, everybody's like, oh, you a vet now. I'm like that mindset, you know, I've been used to, you know, being, you know, underneath Willie thinking all of them. So, you know, kind of coming up here being like the running back who has, you know, who's been here for a while. I know it does feel kind of weird, but, you know, it's a role I'm getting used to. So, I mean, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Did you learn patience or did you always have patience? Because you've been a patient man here.
Like I said, I've always been a person, you know, control what I can control, you know. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. But, you know, always stay positive. So I think that's the best thing I've learned, you know. And, you know, if things don't go your way, it's fine. You know, you just stay the course in mind, you know. Do what you do, you know, and become the best version of yourself. So.
All right. That is Jamal Morrow. Time now for our injury report brought to you by SAS Construction Safety, focused on injury prevention. The SAS Construction Safety Association provides affordable safety training to the construction industry. Who's kidding who? We're not talking injuries. Every starter's basically scratched. You might recognize a few names, but you get familiar with some other names. So not so much injuries, but scratches today. We'll be back with more of the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators, Rough Riders.
Instagram. The anticipation is building. The air is electric. The color is green. This is Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're now just 30 minutes away from kickoff. Stay tuned. We'll have more all-access interviews from the Riders and get Luke Mullender's three keys to the game. It's all part of the CFL's most comprehensive game day coverage. Rider Nation pregame, only on Rider Radio. The Source, 620 CKRM.
Michael Ball in the broadcast booth next to the best-looking color commentator in the CFL. Ha! You could mistake him for Denzel Washington. It's Luke Mulliner. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I appreciate the intro. I'll give you the $20 for saying something nice after the show.
Well, I'm winning $70 million tonight,
yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. Hey, so we're pretty pumped about this, and let's get right into it here because we want to talk quarterbacks. It's the quarterback comparison, a new feature on the pregame show, brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea. For all your hunting and shooting needs, visit prairieguntraders.ca. The most popular guy on any team is the backup quarterback, especially in Rider Nation, especially in a Grey Cup year when you're hosting. Let's talk about the Rider quarterbacks. Let's compare them today.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Mason Fine comes in here. He's number 8, ladies and gentlemen, and he's got the majority of the experience. Troy Williams, number 16, he's been in the league since 2019, but he's really only got a little bit of action, and that was with Edmonton. So when you look at today, it's a huge opportunity for one of these three. And I haven't mentioned Jake Dolgala yet, who you and I really drew a liking to in yes. training camp. But I'm excited to see all these guys. Mason Fine came out like a firecracker last year and even took the second job from the guy we all thought was going to be a mainstay right here, Paul Harker. So anything goes today as long as these guys get an ample opportunity to show what they can do.
Well, I will tell you, Luke, it fits his character because he's been a scrapper and a clawer and a walk-on at North Texas, and we caught up with number 8 yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's gone well, especially if you compare like numbers and my grading from Coach Moss from my rookie year to this second year. I think I made quite the jump. I've seen the defense a little bit better, slowing down. And I know the offense, so I think I've really shown in practice, and then we go back and watch film, and then Coach Moss grades me and stuff. The numbers really stick out, and you know, I've made the right decisions. I made good throws. Obviously, you're going to make mistakes out there, but I think the biggest thing is making that jump and showing improvement from year one to two. And I think I've done that. Yeah, it's very important. You know, preseason game in general is important, especially last year not getting any preseason games. So this is going to be kind of, you know, a great show of you know, what you've learned going into camp, and you know. At the end of the day, you can practice well all you want, but if you can't go out there and perform in a game, you know, it doesn't really matter. So to be able to, what you learn in practice and transition that into a game is going to be important to these coaches moving forward.
What was your mindset last year, and how did you approach sticking on the practice roster for how many ever weeks, and then finally getting, you know, to be able to address, but tell me about the mindset in all of those weeks.
Yeah, the mindset, it gets tough, especially week after week, you know, all your teammates are traveling, and you're kind of stuck here. So what you really have to do is just take it. For me, it was one day at a time. Just how can I get better today? If that's going through the playbook, if that's working out, getting in better shape, or talking to Cody or some of the other quarterbacks, just really not knowing when that opportunity is going to come, but knowing that it's going to come, and you got to make the most of it when that opportunity presented itself. And you know, I felt like it really did pay off there towards the last week of the regular season of locking in all season and then not knowing when you're going to get that opportunity. But for me, being able to, you know, really kind of, you know, got surprised, you know, whenever I got that, you know, the call that I was going to suit up. So, and be able to make the most of it, you know, means that your hard work paid off.
Mason, the most popular quarterback in Saskatchewan is the backup quarterback. How excited are you for the opportunity to get on the field tomorrow night and show your stuff?
Yeah, I mean, me and Cody kind of always joke about playing the quarterback position is so tough. So, you know, that's kind of the old joke that the favorite player is the backup. But, anyways, it's a great opportunity, and I'm willing to make the most of it. And at the end of the day, you can't put too much pressure on. You just go out there and sling the ball, and you know, what you've worked on over the years, knowing that's going to transition, and really kind of, you know, think a little bit. But at the end of the day, don't think too much. Go out there and play football, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there and stick to my play style, and really just go out there and have fun. Because at the end of the day, you know, obviously it's a job, but I'm here to have fun foremost, and still getting able to play the sport I love. It's awesome.
What would a successful night for you look like tomorrow?
Yeah, so really successful night is, you know, going to be moving the ball. And at the end of the day, stats are going to be whatever it is. But when you go back and put on that film, the three things I'm going to be looking at is my footwork, taking the right footwork, making the right decisions, seeing the defense, and then seeing if I made those accurate passes and being accurate. So those are really going to be the three things I look at, because once the ball leaves my hand, it's up to other people. But for what I can control, that's what I'm going to be locked in, and that's my footwork, my decision, and then seeing how well the ball came out afterwards. You know, getting to play any team's awesome, but Winnipeg, you know, they're a great football team, obviously, and I don't know like how many of the starters are going to play, but then you know, they got good quality guys right behind them, so it's going to be fun getting to play them, and you know, getting to play in front of my fans here or our fans here at Mosaic. It's going to be special. You know, I know it's a preseason game to me, but it's going to be like playing a real game. I mean, playing a regular season game, so I'm going to be looking forward to it and really just make the most of it.
So, Luke, Mason Fine in camp, he was okay, but I thought Jake Dolagala was better. That's why I'm interested to see how this goes tonight, who gets more of the snaps, how they do with those snaps. Dolagala, 6'7". He's an absolute flamethrower, and he's got some mobility. So my question is, no disrespect to the CFL, but why is he here? He should be in the NFL.
Yeah, well, you know the NFL. A lot of the times it's not it's who you know and not what you know. But here's the deal. I love what Mason Fine said. You can hear the competitiveness oozing out of this kid. But even he said it. Hey, look, it doesn't matter what you do in practice. Unless you can come out here in this exhibition game and put it all together, none of that other stuff matters. Yeah. And realistically, that's him in a nutshell, because that's what he did in his rookie season.
Yeah.
Didn't really do much in practice, right? Came out, but when the lights went on, he was money.
Yeah.
So let's hope he continues being money now.
This segment was brought to you by Seedmaster, CAA Insurance, and Special Blend by Weiser's. We'll take a break and be back with more in the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The Riders play here. Saskatchewan Sports Radio, The Source, 620 CKRM.
Dougal Auctioneers broadcast booth on the Rough Rider Radio Network, presented by the Cooperators. It's time now for our weather report, brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Our weather right now, 17 degrees, a northwest wind at 42, gusting to 51, so it'll play with the kicking and passing game, and the temperature will drop as the night progresses, and the wind's not expected to die off much. So there you go, a very interesting night. Tuesday night football on the prairies. What else would you expect? This segment of the pregame show brought to you by Sass, Tell, and Nick Service. We'll be back with more of the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
Rider Pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620ckrm.com.
And welcome back to the Rider Nation pregame show. Time now for our three keys to the game. Luke's three keys to the game, brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizers just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. Luke Mulliter, your three keys to the game, and let's start with play fast.
Yeah, this is really easy. The good part about the preseason is for these new guys, it's a really condensed playbook. Not a lot is going in, so the coaches just want to see these guys at their best. So there's not a ton. I would be surprised if the defense went over five plays, right? Because the coaches want to see them playing fast. Right. So now they don't have to think. They can just go out and make plays.
Okay, number two in Luke Mulliter's three keys to the game, and this is key. Pay attention.
Yeah, well, you got so many guys on the sideline, right? And everybody in the preseason is going to get snaps. But they're not just going to get snaps on the offense or defense. They've got to understand, hey, I'm on number two punt return. I'm on number three kickoff. I'm on C group defense. I'm on goal line offense. So you don't want to be the guy that when the coach is yelling out for a substitution or a package, you don't want to be the guy not paying attention or forgetting his helmet over on the bench, right? Because that's the fastest way to get cut. So, again, pay attention. You got to have your ears up in the exhibition season.
Okay, and lastly, we hear it in business. We hear it in personal life. Why not football? Control what you can control.
The best part about the exhibition season, but in football in general, man, each rep is like a bar of gold here, right? And these players are coming in with a game plan, but they don't know whether they're going to get 100 reps or one rep. That doesn't matter. If you get one rep, it's got to be the best rep these coaches have ever seen. If you get 100, you better be grading out high, right? So control what you can control. The wind's blowing. Guess what? The wind's blowing for everything. Everybody, right? So control what you can control, man. It's really, I'm excited. Again, I know these guys aren't as well known, but what an opportunity to watch some guys make a football team.
Well, I'm not well known doing the game either, so I'm in the same boat as them. This pregame portion of the show brought to you by Apple Murray College of Notre Dame, Salford Group, and Golden West Trailers and Equipment. We'll be back with more on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
Stand up, get loud, bleed green. Kickoff is just minutes away. This is Rider Nation pregame on the home of the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Michael Ball in the broadcast booth, joined by Luke Mulliter and John Hoffman, our outstanding statistician on the sidelines, Daniela Ponticelli. Time now to, we're on the verge of bringing him out, but let's take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by Gowan Canada. The perfect herbicide for your canola this fall is Fortress Microactive, combining the action of both groups 3 and 8. It pays to fall apply. When the Riders have the football to start the game, Mason Fine gets the started quarterback. His center will be Noah Johnson. The guards are UFC Dino, a draft pick from a couple of years ago, Logan Bandy, and Evan Johnson, the local kid who came over in free agency last year. Natai Rogers, the journeyman CFL offensive lineman at right tackle, left tackle Andrew Lauderdale, who played in 11 games in the offensive line for the Riders last year. In the backfield, the starting running back is Jamal Morrow. The wide receivers, Kean Schaefer-Baker and Tevin Jones, who bounced around in the NFL most recently with the Jacksonville Jags. Slot back, the slot cutbacks are Paul McRoberts along with Mitch Picton and Justin McInnes. That's the starting lineup on offense. Defensively, front four for the Riders. Inside, got a couple of veteran guys coming back. Anthony Lanier the second, and of course, we have Charbel DeBeer, the man who lost almost 50 pounds, wearing number 99. A number change for one of our defensive ends, Pete Robertson, starting at the right defensive end, number 45, Keon Adams, number 97, the left defensive end. In the middle, Justin Herdman-Reed gets the start, Nigel Harris, the weak side linebacker, and we have C.J. Rivas on the strong side. Of course, Micah Teitz is going to be on the long-term injured list with a groin injury, so that's something to watch, and the Riders will be looking to replace him as he had a great season last year. In the secondary, on the corners, Josh Nurse and the local guy, Nelson Lacombo. Local, I mean, he was a former U of S Husky. The halfbacks are Jeremy Clark and A.J. Hendy, who's back in the fold. Left the team last year because he didn't like the playing time or lack thereof that he was getting, but he's back now and had another great camp. He had one last year, too, is the talk at camp. I remember Luke talking about him. And the former McGill Redmond, a draft pick in 2021, Vincent Dethier. He will start at free safety for your Saskatchewan Roughriders. Zach Zinomirsky, the Western Mustang who helped them win the Vanier Cup, is the long snapper. And then we're going to have a trifecta of kickers. Kerry Vedvik, Henry Nell, and James Smith. That's your starting lineups brought to you by Gowan Canada. But of course, Luke Mulliner, we are going to see a whole bunch of Rough Riders and a whole bunch of C-Team Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting from the new Winnipeg Blue Bombers side. You talk to a couple of their coaches, and I think there's a real feeling of, hey, is this the last dance for this team? They're back-to-back Grey Cup champions, but you look at guys like Stanley Bryant. Stanley Bryant's going to be 36 this year, right? So the opportunity here for these guys out here is to be the next guy up, because I think they are starting to feel a little bit of a punch in terms of the aging core that they have here with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Well, a sunny and windy night at Mosaic Stadium and a 6:30 start doesn't lend itself to a big crowd, but there are fans filing in here after work and maybe supper. And we're getting ready for the first bring 'em out of the preseason. First time we've done this in the silly season since 2019, and the Riders are walking down the tunnel in their white road uniforms with the green pants and the green helmets to a smattering of applause and cheers. It is time to bring them out, and let us rise as Rider Nation and do that. No, that's a rough.
In here.
Bring them out, 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 bring them.
Please welcome your 2022 Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
It gets the juices flowing even in the preseason, so the Saskatchewan Rough Riders take to the field with mainly newcomers trying to turn the coaches' heads and gain an important roster spot here for the green and white. This portion of the pregame show brought to you by the Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, and your Sask Party Caucus. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and the coin toss. This is the Rider Nation, or was, I should say, the Rider Nation pregame show. Up next, the kickoff. This is the Cooperators Rough Rider.